Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tezvav, as we continue here in the first parak of Masechah Sanhedrin, talking all about the various issues that were brought up in the Mishnah on daf Beis. As we know, all the Mishnah for this first parak is printed on daf Beis all the way at the beginning, and we go through this parak talking about little by little about each of the items that were brought. So we'll start with the third wide line on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Hekdeshos, Ha Hekdeshos Bishlosha. It takes three judges to be podeh and to estimate how much hekdesh is worth in order for it to be nifta, right? To make something hekdesh, we know there are special powers in order to make something hekdesh, a very easy way, right? We know, amirasa l'gavoakim sirasa l'hedyot, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, to make something hekdesh is very easy. But the question is, how much is it worth? Right, we know it's easy to make it. You might not need a Maisa Kinyan, but how much exactly is it worth if I'm mocked to something and I want to redeem it? It's Kachi Bedek Kabayas. So one needs three Shamaim, three people to estimate how much it is worth. Says the Gemara, Masisa Deloki Aitana, the Mishnah is not like the following opinion. The Tanya, Blessed Ben Yaakov Omer, Afilut Sinora Shal Hektish, Sricha Asara Bnei Adam Leftosa. Even a Sinora, Sinora Rashi says is a Mazlei Katan, Shetavin Bozov, a little fork that one weaves gold with. Right, so even a tiny little item, one needs 10 people to be poded, not just 3, 10. Special did by Hektish. Amalir of Pavel Abaya, Bishlamalir, Blessed Ben Yaakov. I understand the following according to Blessed Ben Yaakov, to Amar Shmuel, because after Shmuel says, to Amar Shmuel, Asara Kohenim, Tzuvim Parsha. There are 10 times the word Kohen is mentioned in the Parsha, the end of Vayikra, where it discusses Arachin, of a person, and then the Erech of Metaltalin, or the Dhamim of Metaltalin, and then Karka. In that section, all together, there are 10 times where the word Kohen is mentioned, so you understand that one would need 10 Kohanim, 10 people for to be poda. Ela l'Rabbanan, Shlosha min alahu, but according to Rabbanan, where do you get three from? Why would you need three? Right, Rashi explains everything that we just said. Rashi says, Ela mishum b'hachi ba'i karka. Actually, let's wait. Let's do the Gemara and then we'll see the Rashi. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, continues the Gemara, d'chsiv b'hu shlosha. And if you want to say, because it says three by the Arachin, karkos, d'chsiv bu arba, d'sagi barba. What about karka? In this section at the end of Ayikra, it has four times when it talks about Pidyon Karka, it says four times Kohen, so maybe you should require four there. V'chitei machina, I mean, if you want to say it's true, no, it's not. Alama tzadana karkos, tishav Kohen, there's 10 by Karka. So, elamai, what must you say? Demashli hibu asara, Karka is the final section of the that we are talking about. There's three regarding Erechid, there's three regarding Metaltalin, and then there's four regarding Karka. So maybe Karka gets 10 because it's cumulative, and 3, 3, 4 altogether. The Mashlami Buhu Asara. So what about Hekdeshos? The Mishalmi Bushisa altogether. The Makdish Metaltalin in the middle. That's 3 and 3. It's 6 altogether. Libo Shisha. So you should need 6. So Kasha, there's no answer to that question. Ultimately, we don't really have a source for where do we know Hekdeshos Bishlosha. So Rashi quotes the background of what we have been talking about from Rashi, starting with Asara Kohanim Ksuvin, Bepidyon Hekdeshos, Shlosha Beparshas Erechin, Deshi Rishona, Ushlosha Bepidyon Behema, Barba'a Bekarkos. Right, so those are the three sections in the end of Vayikra that talk about this idea of Pidyonos and Hekdeshos in general. So you have 3, 3, and 4. So the Gemara says, how exactly do you get 3 by Hekdesh? The Gemara leaves it as a kasha, exactly what the source is. Okay, we continue. By the way, the Tosfos discussed a little different shot to what the tzinor was. Rashi had said a fork that's sows zahav, and Tosfos quotes a Mishnah Maseches Kalim to back him up. But then he quotes there's another type of tzinor that he quotes from another Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ha'arachin Chulu, my Arachin Amitaltan. If we look back to the Mishnah, the next line of the Mishnah, after the Netta Ravai and Maisi Sheni that are Ein Damav Yiduin, it says Hekdeshos Bishlosha, fourth wide line of the Mishnah, and then it says, Ha'arachin Hamitaltalin Bishlosha, Arachin Mitaltalin, with 3. We didn't know what that meant. What does it mean? The Arachin, the values, the Mitaltalin, the movable items are with 3, and whatever those are, Rabbi Yehuda says one of them has to be a Kohen. And then Karkos, it's 10, 9 plus 1 Kohen, and Adam Kayotze Behem. Those the two, that's the section that we're talking about now, those items. So first, what is Arachin Hamataltalin mean? So, says the Gemara, my Arachin Hamataltalin. The Gemara is going to have a couple of suggestions. Number one, Amr of Gidol Amarav, Ba'omer Erech Kli Ze'olai. Maybe it means, if you want to give the Erech of a Kli. The Torah only has Arachin of people. But what if you want to give the Erech of a Kli? That's what the case is. The arich of a metaltel. Boma erich ze kli ze alai. The erich of this kli is upon me. And as we know, really, that shouldn't make, you might say that's what you're saying is meaningless. Right? Rashi says, bottom Rashi, lo shayach gabi kelim elo ba'adam. Really, the lashon of erich, which is a separate mitzvah in the Torah, you know, the parsha of arachin, right? As we know, mitzvah doesn't mean you're obligated to do it, but it is a form. A person could give money to the Beis HaMikdash through being makdash directly, through being ma'arichit, giving the erech of someone, or we know cheirem is another way to be machrim something, the mishnayos and arichin talk about, but the specific word erech is usually not related to kelim, it's related to people, based on age and gender, the erech of a certain person. So Rashi points out, lo shayach gabi kelim elo ba'adam, v'nosek kefishanav, v'fishakas of a parsha. So when we come here, when a person wants to give the erech of a kli, what does that mean? So you have one of two choices. Either you say what he said is meaningless and he owes nothing to the Beis HaMikdash, or we say, well, a person wouldn't say something for nothing, so we assume he meant this. We reinterpret his words. He meant the damim of a certain item. He didn't mean the erech of a certain item. So that's what's happening here. Ba'omer erech kli ze'olai, damer of gidol marav, ha'omer erech kli ze'olai, no sein damav. You give his damim. Why? You give its damim. Why? My time. Adam yodeya she'ein erech l'kli v'gamar v'amar l'shem damim. A person knows that there is no erech. We assume people know psukim and chumash and basic halachic principles. People know that there's no erech to a kli. It's only for a person. So when a person says the erech for a kli, he must have meant the damim for the kli, which is, damim means any value, however much it's sold. Erech has specific amounts given in the Torah. So if a gamar v'amar l'shem damim mishum hachi no sein damav. So that's why its damim is given. Again, a person, the assumption is that a person, like Rashi quotes the Lashon, ein adam otzi dvar l'matala. We assume that the average person is not going to say something for nothing. Right? The power of speech is such that people aren't going to waste it. Right, it's giving a dalakav schus attitude of the average human being. Right, we say plenty of things levatala, but maybe in this context, a person when he's makdish something, when he's giving something to the base of the Migdash, he doesn't say things levatala. Right, we had a similar idea exactly, but we had recently the concept that a person is not going to do kenunya with hektish. Person's not going to backtrack. Remember, we had at the end of Baba Basra, a person's makdish all his property, and then he says, oh, I owe somebody money. So that means he's going to take something out of Hekdesh, we believe him. Because we don't assume a person is going to do kanunya and play around with Hekdesh. So maybe that's also part of what's happening here. A person is not mostly Dvarav Levatala when it comes to Inyanim of Hekdesh, and therefore we assume he means damim and not erech, right? We know many sources tell us that the power of speech is the defining element of a person. And therefore, we would say, if a person is using his power of speech, we'd rather say that he's using it properly. And he's using his special kavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, like we know the Kuzari, right? The four levels of being in the Kuzari, the domain, the Tzomeach, the Chai, and the Medaber. Right? He doesn't call it Adam, he calls it Medaber, because that's how a person is defined. He's defined as a speaker, right? Based on the Unkelus, on Vahi Ladam Nefesh Chaya Ruach Memalala, right? A talking spirit. That's what defines us. That's the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us uniquely as human beings. I think we mentioned it in a parsha here a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago. The question that is asked, why is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to stop Bilam from going to curse the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the donkey start talking? Why didn't he just send the bas kol? Right? He could have just said the heavenly voice, Bilam, stop going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create an aton in order to stop Bilam. You know, why such an ace? Why was that required? So one of the Mefarshim explains, so the Elohim Moadai quotes it, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Bilam, if you're going to curse the Jews, right, to use your power of speech for wrong, you're no better than a talking animal. Right? No better. Right? What makes you unique is the Medaber. That's what makes you above the next level of being, above the chai. And if you're not using that properly, so then basically you're not zochet to be in that category. So just go down one level, right? And then you'll be just like a chai. That's why Dafke, it's a talking animal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Bilam as if to be misamel and teach him that idea. But maybe that's all the hashkafic reasons and some of the ideas connected to the principle of Ein Adam Motzi Devar Levatala. So therefore we assume if somebody wants to give an erech of a kli, they have to give the damim of that kli. The Gemara doesn't like this based on the language of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Hi Arachin Hamataltalin, Arachin Shel Metaltalin Miboyalai. Then the Mishnah should have said the Erech of the Metaltalin, not Arachin Hamataltalin. What is Arachin Shel Metaltalin? It has to be something else. The Gemara says, okay, you're right. Tani Arachin Shel Metaltalin. So switch the words. That is all pshat number one of the Mishnah. There is also an interesting machlokas we showed him here. So I say I want to give the Erech of this spoon. So I have to give it. Is that spoon kadosh at all in the interim? Like, is that spoon kadosh, so now I'm being pode that spoon? Or no, I have to give the money. The spoon is the spoon. I could use the spoon for breakfast. But it means that I have to make sure. It's like an ad there. That's a machlokas we're showing here. Rashi says clearly, Rashi not on Argamar, but a few lines down. Rashi on the Diramaskal Bishlama. Rashi says, you need three here, why, about the tenth skinny line, to keep him the chal alav hektish, lo nefik achi yivdenu b'shavyo. Since hektish was chal on this spoon, so until you redeem it with its value of its damim, it's still hektish. So Rashi clearly says, it is hektish already, it's not just a neder. And Rabbeinu Yonah here in his commentary on Sanhedrin says the chiddush is that even though it's not gufo hektish, so to speak, it's only kachi bedek habayis. Still, you need three. It's more of like a neder, right? It's not that this spoon is kadosh. This spoon, a person. And I promise to give the erech of a person. Is that person kadosh? It's a mikdash of that person. So maybe here too, it doesn't mean that there's anything kadosh yet. It's just that you have to make sure that you give that money to fulfill the neder. Okay, so we continue. So that is option number one in the Gemara. So number two, Rav Chisda Amar. The case is, no, you did an erech, like we thought. You did a regular erech. You say, Rashi says, erki alai. I promise to give my erech. And you're in the mischayev to give a specific erech that's katsav in the Torah based on age and gender. And then you have some metaltalin in front of you, and you say, you know what? I designate those metaltalin in order to pay for my erech. That's the case. Okay, so that fits in. We know there's an erech of a person, and you could designate metaltalin. So the Gemara again says, the language is a little difficult. Hi arachin ha-metaltalin, metaltalin shel arachin mi-boyalei. It should be the opposite. Metaltalin that you have designated to use to pay your erech. The Gemara says, tani metaltalin shel arachin. Okay, flip it there too. What is this? Flip the lashon. Number two. Number three, third and final pshat, Rabbi Yavo Omer, Ba'omer Erki Alai. The case is a regular Erech, Erki Alai. And now the Kohen is coming in order to collect my Erech, the money that I owe. So Ba Kohen, Ligvos B'menu Metaltalin, if the Kohen is coming to my house to collect Metaltalin in order to pay my Erech, so then Mishlosha, he needs three to estimate how much that is worth in order to evaluate it. Karko is basara. So that's the case. You don't have to switch the language of the Mishnah. Ha'arachin. So arachin. So it's all one phrase. Ha'metaltalin. When the Kohen takes the taltalin to pay for that erech bishlosha. And ba'karko. So then it's ba'asara. Good. Amalei Ravachim yidifti l'ravina. Wait a minute. Bishlamallah afuke me hektish. I understand. To take something out from hektish. This is where Rashi gets his shita from. To take something out from hektish, meaning, Rashi explains, Rav Gidal and Rav Chisda, right, pshat number one and pshat number two, I understand to take something out of hektish, I understand b'yidin shlosha, why you need three. You need three shamam, you want to be exact, you want to make sure that we don't cause hektish any loss. We don't want to evaluate it for something, I'm sorry, not hektish any loss, you don't want to evaluate it for something less than it is, and then the person is ultimately going to still have hektish in their property, and they're going to violate me'ilah, it's going to be terrible. That's why you need three shaman to be exact. But to bring something into hektish, right? Let's say the last case, you're bringing the metaltalin in to fulfill your erech. Lamali, what's the risk factor? You're just figuring out how much to bring into Hekdash. To go out of Hekdash, I understand, because there's going to be a chashash ve'ila if you don't estimate it properly. But in a case where it's going into Hekdash, okay, so what do you have to be so exact for? Amarle says, the Gemara svaru, mali yule mali afuke. The Gemara says, maybe it's a svaru, what's the difference? Forget the fact that it's an issue of mi'ila. But also, if you don't bring in as much as you're supposed to, even if it's not hektish yet, you're still causing hektish a loss. And therefore, afuki mai taima dumatoi, yulinami dumatoi. Right, just like taking out from hektish, you might make a mistake. So to going in, we don't play around with issues of hektish. And therefore, in our case, we would require, the Rabbi Yavo's pshat, he would require three, even four, yule hektish. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now we're on to the next line. Rabbi Yehuda had said, one of them has to be a Kohen. One of them has to be a Kohen, out of the three. Omlir of Papa Labaya, Bishlamal, Rabbi Yehuda, Haino, the Siv Kohen. Right, it says Kohen in the Parsha, so I understand why you would need a Kohen. El Rabbanan, Kohen, Lamaluhu, Kasha. But according to Rabbanan, why would a Kohen be needed? What's the source? Kohen, Lamaluhu, Kasha. Right, so then it would be a problem. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one. If you're reviewing the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says on that line, Echon Mehem, one of them has to be a Kohen. Right, because it says, Ke'erkecha HaKohen. Right, that's the, that was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay, that's his source. HaKarkos Tishav HaKohen. What about Karka? Karka, everybody agrees. You need 9 plus a Kohen. So we know Animili. How do we know 9 plus a Kohen? Even before, you know, let's wait for a second. So we know that you need 10. You need 10 judges for the case of Karka. Question. Tosfos asks, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Masechet and Megillah. And this is discussed by others as well. Tosfos in Megillah asks, why is it that we're not worried about Bez Din Shukl in this regard? Right, we know Ein Bez Din Shukl has come up a number of times in our perek already. So why is it? Back on Daf Gimel, Tosfos asks, why is 10 okay here? Asar Kohanim, Tosfos asks in Megillah Chav Gimel, Kashali, Amaylo Boy Achadasar, to Ein Bez Din Shukl b'chol davar shu tali sheomid b'shikol adas. Right, why don't you need, you're deciding something, so why don't you need a Bez Din Notel? Why is Bez Din Shukl allowed? Asks Tosfos. Says, Tosfos is not giving an answer there. Says the Rashba. The Rashba there says in Megillah, usually Bez Din Nota is needed when there's no specific number given in the Torah, right? It's just a limud, a drasha, learned out from how many Elohims do you have, or how many verbs of the Yatsu and Umadadu. So you have a specific number learned out from drashas. And therefore, if you learn it out from drashas, then you can also learn it out from Bez Din Shukl. But, says the Rashba, here, it says the word Kohen 10 times. So it's as if the Torah says the word 10. So if the Torah gives the number, we're not going to add on one for Bez Din Shukl. Valinira says the Rashba. Shiny Hacha, Shapiri Lacha Kasav Asara Kohanim Baparsha. The Ilu Kain, Avile Lemifta Yud Aleph, you should have written 11. Vieta Domal Masha Omer, but Beresh Perak Rahu Bezdin. It's not like what it says in Rosh Hashanah, where it says, Hachorish Azalachem Rosh Chadashim, Ve Bez and Shach, Wasif in Allah Rechad. The Avagad of Siv, Yamar Hashem El Moshe, Viela Haron, Zeino Porate. It doesn't say a specific number. Levisha Adibur Eino Ela Imahen. It always talks to Moshe and Aaron. V'yein kan makom asker ashlishi ala samach al davar yadua she'ein Bez Din Shukl. Aval kan, but here, kiva denachas hakosav leminyana, it says the word 10 times, yimna gam kenu achadasar. Once you say 10, just say 11 if that's what's needed. It must be that it's not needed. V'lama shiru, v'tayma devos lapot mishub deshumehu, v'edo kedin mamish. That's the Rashba. Fine. But then you have the Turei Evan. Many quote the Turei Evan there in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel. Tosfos does not give an answer. He just asks the question. But the Rashba gave an answer. The Turei Evan. The Turei Evan there answers. Turei Evan is a Shakas Ari's commentary on Meseches Megillah. Says the Turei Evan, you only need Bez Din Shukl when there's going to be a vote. But here, it has to be unanimous. If something has to be unanimous, then there's no issue of Bez Din Shukl. Right, so therefore here too, it's not like they're going to have to decide how much it's worth. They're going to have to come to a decision that everybody agrees to. And because of that, you don't need Bez Din Shukl. Good. The other approach that one might say, we mentioned this from the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rav Zhulti, back on Daf Gimel, is that it could be that certain types of Bati Dinim require, have to be Noteh, And even if there's no decision making involved, we discussed the sugya bezdin. Is that the definition of a bezdin or not? So Tosfos says kasha. The fact that he says, "Don't you need a bezdin shakel?" Well, he might say, right? Why does he ask the question? Not give any of those answers of the Rashba and of the Turi Evan. He might say, by definition, a bezdin is a bezdin, right? And once a bezdin, it needs to be a bezdin nota for reasons of prevention of stalemate. But once the Rabbanon created that concept, then that's the definition of a bezdin, as we saw 2 days in Tosfos and Yevamos in the beginning of the 12th parak. But again, this is a fruitful topic in terms of bezdin shakel. Okay, let's continue though now. So to be podek karka, one needs to estimate it with 10. One has to be a kohen. Minani mili, Amar Shmuel, asara kohanim tzuvim beparsha. There are 10 times kohen written in the parsha. Chal gufei, want to teach me the specific din that you need a kohen. And all the other 9 are a miyad achar miyad, meaning the first kohen is telling me you need a kohen and not a Yisrael, and that's excluding Yisrael. And all the other kohanim are another exclusion. Why do they say kohen again? Kohen not Yisrael. That's called a miyad achar miyad. 2 exclusions exclude the exclusion. That's an inclusion. Right, and therefore you can include something else. So each one of those is a miyad achar miyad. Vein miyad achar miyad ela l'rabos. The 2 miyads are really meant to include then, that's the tool that the Rabbanan used. Afilu tes Yisrael, v'echad kohen, even 9 Yisrael, and 1 kohen is good enough. Baskal v'arafun, abrei derav nasan, ema chamisha kohen v'chamisha Yisrael. How to know each miut is building on the first one. Maybe each pair go together. The first excludes, the second one includes. So they're done. One excludes, the fourth one includes. So you'll ultimately end with 5 and 5. Why do you say they're all going on number 1? Kasha. So we don't have an answer. Again, all of these sections that end with Kasha, remember for the Rashbam from Baba Basra, Kasha is not as strong as Tufta. Kasha means, okay, you have a Kasha, we can figure out an answer if you really want to, why we will learn it this way and not that way, but the Gemara does not feel the need to give an answer. Is there a source in the Torah for Ein Mir Achar Mir El Rabos? We have it here, but I saw the Sifse Chachamim quotes a line from Parshas Baha'aloscha, Vatadaber Miriam Aaron B'Moshe. Remember the end of Baha'aloscha, the story of Aaron and Miriam, Lashon Hara, about Moshe. What do they say? Vayomru, Harak Ach B'Moshe Diber Hashem, Halo Gambanu Diber. Right, did Hashem only speak to Moshe? He speaks to us also. Right, so what's the Lashon there? Harak Ach B'Moshe Diber Hashem. It's 2 Lashonos of exclusion. Harach ach b'moshe. Right, Rashi says, Harach ach imo levado diber Hashem. What is Rashi adding? By saying, Harach ach imo, only with him? So the Sifse Chachamim here quotes. It quotes from the Nachlas Yaakov. Nachlas Yaakov is the Nesivus on Chumash. So he quotes that this is a Mir Achamiyot. Meaning, these are both words that usually exclude. Harach. And because of that exclusion that he has, Harak Ach, here, Perak Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, right, so that's how we know the principle of Ein Miut Achar, Ein Miut Achar Miut. Okay, that is the suggestion of the Sifse Chachamim, again, in the name of the Nachlas Yaakov. So the Magalias Ashas, he just quotes, Ein Miut Achar Miut Ela L'Rabos, the more we're mema'it ourselves, the more we lower ourselves, and lower upon lowering, L'rabos, right? We will be included. We will be made great, right? The Baruchet Kala Boreach Min HaKavod Kavod Barachas Achareihem. So that is the Musar maybe from this line. Okay, but Adam Kayotze Bohen. So next line, Adam is like Karka. Adam is like Karka. They also need 10. Says the Gemara, what exactly is the case? Adam mi kadosh. Is an Adam kadosh? What do you mean an Adam is like them? You're ever redeem an Adam. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, but Omer Demei Alai. Rabbi Yavo says, if somebody says, my damim is on me, that's what it means. In that case, one would require 10. Titania, the Brisa says, Ha Omer Demei Alai, Shamin Oso Ke'eved Hanimkar Bashu. If somebody says, damim, my damim is upon me, so then he is evaluated like an eved that sold bashuk, the eved is kishlakarkos. And an eved is hukashlakarkos, and that's why one would need 10. Right? Based on the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, Rashi quotes, v'snachaltam osam levlechem acharechem l'resh ezachuzah. So a question that we're not going to deal with, but just to mention, is, you know, does that principle of adam hukashlakarkos apply to all people? Or just to avadim? Here we're not talking about an eved. And number 2, does it apply to all avadim, even an Eved Ivri, or only an Eved Kenani? There's both discussions. In the Rishonim, Tosfos discusses that here, as well. That's a difficulty that is discussed by the Mefarshim. Okay, but we will not get into that right now. There's other topics to discuss. But that's Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says the case is where somebody says Demei Alai, that's where one needs 10. Boy, Rabbi Avin, Seir Ha'omed Ligzos Bekama. What if somebody is Makdish, the hair, and not the person himself? Seir ha'omei ligzos. Person needs a haircut. So, seir that is omei to be cut off. Rashi vihikdisho. Ubalifdoso bishavyo. Right? You want to be pode bishavyo. And the next line is also important in Rashi. Sho'osin mi seir adam nafe vikilkali v'chabak. You're going to use the hair to make something. You're going to use the hair to make a clean. So, if somebody is makdish hair, ha'omei ligzos, so what is the halacha there? Bekama, how many judges would be needed? Kigazes dami, is it considered as if it's cut already? Ubishlosha, and therefore only three judges, like Metaltalin. Oki mechubar dami ubasara, or is it considered mechubar and one would need 10 judges, right? Is the hair like karka or like Metaltalin, right? A topic, the type of topic that comes up many times in Shas. Do we say that future destiny impacts present status? Kal ha'omei lisrov kesarav dami. Kal ha'omei ligzos kegazos dami. Kitusei mechta shiure. Kal ha'omei lizro kizarek dami. Liftos kepadui dami. Right? All of these future destinies, does that impact present status? Good. Even brera. Right? Kal ha'omei lihibarer. Right? Kabara dami. Or Reb Zera's din of kolaroi labila. Right? It's not as if it's done, but as long as the potential's there, you consider it, you don't need it to be done. So then all of these are somehow connected. So here too, if somebody's makdish hair, is it like metalton, is it like karka? So Tashma says the Gemara as follows. Hamakdish is avdo, ein ma'alibo. It's a machlokes. If somebody is makdish their eved, there's no mi'ila by the eved. Ein ma'alibo. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer ma'alim besaro. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, there is mi'ila by the se'ar of the eved. What is the Svaras Tanakama says there's no mi'ila because an eved is like karka. There's no mi'ila by karka. But the Rav Shimon Gamliel says, ma'alin b'sayro, right? There is mi'ila by the hair. Why? Because the hair is not like the guf, it's like metaltzelin, and therefore it is hukdash. V'kai malan, de b'sayro, ome ligzos pligi, shmamina. And that machlokes is about sar ha'ome ligzos. So our issue is machlokes tanoim. And we would say machlokes is whether you need 3 or 10 to be poded. Fascinating. Who says what? The machlokes is about seir omei ligzos. So the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Who says what? What do you mean? Who says what? Machlokes Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's go with Rashi first. Rashi says, what might we have said that the pashtus of this machlokes is? The Tanakhama says there's no meila by the eved and there's no meila even by the hair. Why would we say that? Because the Rashi says, the Farish, Latana kama to Amar lesbahu mi'ila. The Tana kama says, no mi'ila by the hair because he holds his kumachubar dami. It's like mechubar. And if it's like mechubar, there's no mi'ila by mechubar. It's lav kagaz's dami. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, malin basaro. Shimon Gamliel says, there's mi'ila by the hair. Why? Because it is kagaz's dami. And therefore, you're going to get the isser of mi'ila. It's like metaltalin. Interesting, if we think about that, there's a chiddush though, because what is Rashi? How is Rashi explaining the Tanakhama? And what did he say? Where the Tanakhama holds it's lav kegazas dami. There's no meila. But how are you using the hair? Rashi himself said, you take off the hair, you cut the hair, and you use it to make a kli, to make a nafa, to make a kilkali, all these types of kalim. So 1 second, according to Rashi, you're using the hair when it is already detached. You're not making the kli when it's still attached to the person. So what is Rashi saying? If at the time that you were makdash it, it was mechubar, then even if you detached it and you use it, there's still no isser of me'ila. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Because Rashi says the Tanakam is the one that says, Seir omi ligzos is lavkagaz, there's no me'ila. And what's the case that we're talking about here? You're not using it while it's on gufo shel eved. That's a chiddush of Rashi. But maybe that's why Rabbeinu Chananel gives a different pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel right here on the side quotes the opposite pshat. He says that the difference is, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Tanakhama holds that there is no me'ila. Why? He says the Seir ha'omei ligzos is kagazes dami, and therefore when you're makdish the eved, the hair is not included. only the Eved becomes Kadosh. But the Heir is not Kadosh because it's Kagaz's dummy and it never became Kadosh. That's why it's not subject to Me'ilah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mol and Besaro. No, when you're Makdash the Eved, Lav Kagaz's dummy, therefore the Heir is part of the Eved, and therefore it would be subject to Me'ilah if you use it when you cut it off, when you detach it from the Eved. That is the Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbi Nachmanan. And Rashi's issue that we brought up is a discussion, right? The Ramban in Gittin Lamates, where this also comes up, quotes this machlokas. You know, when we are mocked or something, it is mechubar. But then when we detach it, you know, is that going to change anything? The Ramban says, v'hamifarish. This is the Ramban in Gittin Lamates. V'hamifarish bishet tolsho va'asum imenu nafa v'kvara. Rashi, he doesn't quote Rashi, but that's the day he's quoting. The one who explained that the case that we're talking about here is when you use the hair after you separate it, lo amar klum. That's not right. Then of course that's talush. And lushitaso, according to Rashi, that the hair is kadosh, but it's just there's no me'ilah because there's mechubar, you will get me'ilah here. V'yava bishu mechubar b'shas hektish ein hochen acha ela achar nehenah. And even though he was mocked at the time of the Hakdasha, it was Mechubar, it wasn't Kadosh, you go after the time of the Hana, and therefore there would be Me'ila there. And he says, V'chein Gidulei Ilan, let's say a tree that's Hektish and fruit grow on it. L'man Damar Yish Me'ila B'Gidulin, Haboim La'achar Mikan. There is a Shteya, Me'ila Yud Gimel, that there is Me'ila by the fruit that grow on a tree that you were Mokdish. When is there Me'ila there? Only it's attached to the ground. It's Mechubar. No, Avishai Mechar Mechubar and Ma'alim Behen. Right, even though it was mechubar, there's me'ilah. Why? When you detach it, then it's no longer mechubar, and therefore there would be me'ilah. That's the Ramban. You go by Shas Hana'a. What does Rashi seem to say? No. You go by Shas Hakdasha. Shas Hakdasha determines if at Shas Hakdasha there is no me'ilah, so there wouldn't be me'ilah afterwards, even if one detaches it later on. So that's a fascinating machlokas. Rashi and Rabbi Chananel had on the Tehillah Gemara. Right, the opposite deus. Who says what here in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon ben and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Neima hani tanoi kani tanoi. Let's say this machlokas tanoim is a parallel to the following machlokas tanoim. Ditznan Rabbi Meir Omer yesh dvarim shein kakarka ve'ena kakarka. There are things that are like karka ve'ena kakarka, but we don't treat them totally like karka. V'ein chachamim modim lo. Rabbi Meir says there are things that are like karka, but we don't treat them like karka. We treat them like metaltalin, but the chachamim are not moda. Chachamim are not moda to that. Ketzad, what does that mean? What's the case? Eser gafanim tuunos. And the following sugya also gets into the issue that we just discussed about how do you define it, metaltalin or karka, from the original moment or from the later moment. Ketzad, eser gafanim tuunos basarti lacha. Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you 10 vines laden with grapes to watch for me. V'halo omer einan el chamish. And he says, no, only 5. Right, the modem makes us. So do you take a shvua there? So Rabbi Meir Machayer. Meir says, Machayer v'shvua. Machayer v'shvua v'chamim omer. Why does Rabbi Meir say you're Machayer v'shvua? It's grapes. They're mechuba l'karka. Ein shvua on karka. He must hold that anavim ha'om dos li batzer are kibitzuros, as if they're cut. The chacham omer, no, call them a chubal karka, ariyuka karka. If it's attached to the ground, it's attached to the ground, it's like karka, no shvua. V'yomer b'yosi rebbe chanina, ba'anavim ha'om dos li batzer askinan. We're talking about grapes that are ready to be detached. And therefore, that's the machlokas. Mar sava, Remeir holds, excuse me, kibitzuros damien. Remeir holds, kibitzuros damien, it's as if they are detached, and therefore, you take a shvuas modem and mixas. Umar sabar lav kibitzuris damien. And the other opinion holds, the chacham hold, no, it's lav kibitzuris damien, it's like karka, and therefore there is no shvua. So we see this machlokas is a parallel machlokas. If you remember back to the beginning of Maseches Bava Metzia, the Ran in Maseches Shvuas says, the beginning of Bava Metzia, we have the sugi, if you remember, of Halach. Halach is when I'm modem and mixas, but then I give it right back to you. I'm modem and I say, here it is. Isn't this a case of halach? Right? Because I say, it's only 5, and it's sitting here on the karka. So why would you be chayv anyway if you hold halach as pater? So the Ran says, you know, it must be that they were already detached. The issue is that I gave them to you, but you detached them. And the issue is still, the machlokas is, about the Shas Nisina, not about the Shas Tevia. Again, getting into the issue of Rashi and the Ramban that we just discussed. Right? Just like before, we had the case of, do you go by the Shas Hakdasha or the Shas Hana'a? Here too, there's two different times. The time that the Bailim gave it to the Shomer, it was Mechubar. And the time now that the Bailim are asking for it back, says the Ran, it has to be that it's detached already, or else it would be Halach, and it's not here. So there too, do you go by the Shas Nisina and the Shas Tevia? Also, this relates to that issue. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, maybe this is a parallel Machlokas. The Gemara says, lo, you don't have to say it's parallel. Afilu Teim Rabbi Meir, Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Meir Hasam. When does Rabbi Meir say over there by the grapes that it is called detached, it is called talush, kol kama deshavgalu machish kechushe? Because there, it's at a stage where if you leave the grapes on longer, they're going to get worse. They're going to get overripe. So that's why it's ki'ilu, it's detached already. Avosaro, but the hair, kol kama deshavgalu ashbuchi mishbach. But maybe by the hair case, the more you have your hair on, the longer it gets, the more beautiful it is. Right? Remember by a nazir, right? The long hair can be beautiful, right? Avshalom and others. So therefore, Rameyer, you don't have to say that they are parallel to each other. Period. End of that sugya. Tos discusses here about the psak. You know, our Gemara here seems to say it's a machlokas. Almost libatzer kibatzer dami or lav kibatzer dami omei ligzos. Tosa says if you look in ksubis on daf and vav, Tosa says kuli alma holds kagazas dami. Everybody holds that kol omeid is kagazas. So why here do we say it's a machlokas? So all the Rishonim try to come up with chilukim about when you say kagazas, when you don't say kagazas. Tosfos says, and what's the rule? What's the exception? Or is there no rule? Tosfos says, here, our case is the rule. There's generally a machlokas. Over there, it's talking about a balchov. So a balchov, what is a balchov somech his das on? Why does that Gemara say it's kagazas dami? Because the Gabi balchov says Tosfos modeh. Delo gavi midaver haomei ligzos delo samchadaite. If I know it's going to be cut off, then I don't think I'm going to be able to collect from that. A balchov is all about the practical nature, whether I'm going to be able to collect from it or not. Samchadaite samchadaite. That doesn't affect the general rule of kagazas or love kagazas. So Tosva says over there is an exception. Our Gemara is the rule. Or the Ran, that same Ran on the Rif in Shavuos, Daf Chav Gimel, Mabez in the Daf Yarif, says the Ran, no, maybe, I'm sorry, that's not it, that was the before and with the Rif. Here, this is the Chiddush Ran here. The Rif here quotes the Ran here quotes the Rif, who says, no, maybe our case is different by Shomrim. Right? Our case is different. And what's that? Redo the Ran. Says the Ran quoting the Rif, V'tirtzu b'shem harif b'shukasa b'tshuva, d'may damar rabbanan hacha d'kekarka dami hani milidavka b'din shomodim b'miksas. M'pnei shahatviya al davar mechubar hi. Getting back to our issue. Here is different, right? Sometimes we don't have to look at only what Rishonim say, but what their answer reflects. Tosfos is here, answer reflected. That Gemara over there is the exception, and our Gemara is the rule. The Ran in the name of Virif is the exact opposite. Our Gemara is an exception. Over there might be the rule. You know why the Rabbanan here say that it's lav kegazes, it's like machubar? Because at the moment of the tfiya, at the moment of the giving, it was machubar. Tavka b'ditcha modu b'mikzas, v'nei sha'tfiya al davar machubar hi. Shema shehifkid et slow, lo almanaz liv sar ha'hifkid. He didn't give it to cut off. So I'm being tovea you about vines that should still be mechubar. Avo ba'alma, kaimlon t'kolom in ligdar, kegadu dami. That's the day of the rift. The Ran doesn't like it, he gives a different shot. He quotes the shot of the shiny balchov. But either way, those are a second answer, how to answer the question. A third idea might be based on the Ritva. The Ritva in Mesechas Gittin says, well, there are three types of cases, actually, of kol ha'omed. Three types of cases. The Ritva says here in Gittin on Daf Lametes where the sugya comes up. There are times, read the language of the Ritva, three categories. Says the Ritva here this is Rabbi Rabbeinu Kreskes. Rabbeinu Kreskes in the Ritva on Gittin. We know there's two Ritvas on Gittin, one that we thought was the Ritva, but it's Rabbeinu Kreskes. So if you look at Rabbeinu Kreskes, says it's in the Masada of Kook, the second half of volume one. There are really three categories of anavim omdas libatzer. Kisha peiros mivushalin called sarchan, when they are totally ripe. V'imashin bekarka heinipsadin, and if you leave them there any longer, they're going to get ruined. So everybody agrees there, kibitzuras damyan. Everybody agrees there, it would either they're cut off. If it's a case where they're ripe, but if you leave them there, they could get better, they could do more. So then, if they're getting better, if they're getting worse when they stay on, so then it's for sure kagadur dami. If they are ripe, but they get a little better, so then everybody agrees kakarka dami. Aval, kishahim bivushalim kol tzarchan, ubishihiyasan, eina nifsadim, veina mashbichin. Neutral. If you leave him on, nothing's going to happen. A couple of weeks, nothing's going to happen. Baha pligi. That's the machlokas. That's how Rabino Kreskes here limits the machlokas of kakarka or la kakarka. And once you have three categories, then it's easy to be machalik to different gemaras. This gemara is talking about A, this gemara is talking about B, this gemara is talking about C. All different categories of types of kol ha'omdos libatzer. Okay, so that is different answers that are mentioned. One also might be machalik, we mentioned in the past, from Moshe Soloveitchik's idea of, depending on your context is, sometimes there's a din of karka, sometimes there's a din of mechubar. Right? Those two are not the same. Certain halachas, avodah zarah, and shchita, talos shel basof chibro, to look in the context of what is karka versus metaltalin, what is mechubar versus talosh. Right? Those are two different types of sugyas, and that being machalik like that would also help in certain circumstances. Okay, we continue. Dine nefashis chulu. So dine nefashis are with 23, but we're going with a continuation. The Mishnah continued and said, the roveya and the nirba. If somebody, Rachman al-Slan, commits an act of bestiality, roveya and nirba, then that is a chiv misa of 23. So, kapasik vitani, lo shna roveya zachav, lo shna roveya nekeva. Right, the Mishnah is not machalik whether the roveya zachar or roveya nekeva, right? Whether the whichever act the man and the woman are involved in, whichever direction. Bishlam or roveya nekeva, in the case of roveya nekeva, where the woman brings the an upon herself. Tichsiv haraktes yisav esabehema. I understand that pasuk. Ela roveya zachar minala. And how do I know if a man brings an animal upon himself that he's also chayev misa? Tichsiv kol shochev behema mos yumas. Anyone who lies with an animal, if you don't need the pasuk for shochev because you know that from a different pasuk, so use it for nishkav where the man is the passive player with an animal. And but the pasuk puts it in the language of shochev la akushi nishkav la shochev. Even though it's talking about a man who is playing the passive part, still the pasuk formulates it as shochev to compare them. Ma shochev hu behemto be'esher mishlosha av nishkav hu behemto be'esher mishlosha. Okay, so in that case behema is also 20. It's also 23. We discussed some various elements of that in the mitzvah shir. Feel free to look at the archives in Parshas Achremos regarding the isser of mishkav behema. Vayter shor nishkav be'esher mishlosha. When a shor is put to death for either killing or being involved with such an act, right? 23. Shene emar hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas. The ox is stoned, and the owner is also. So we compare the two. Kamisas abaylim, kach misas ashar. Just like the baylim would need 23 for his case, so too the shar. Amar le abayla rava. Mimai, how do you know to use the pasuk that way? Mimai, dahai upagam ba'alav yumas, the kamisas abaylim, kach misas ashar, hu da'asa. How do you know the pasuk is going to teach me to compare the misas abaylim, the misas ashar? Ema liktalu da'asa. Maybe it's coming to teach me that the baylim are killed when their animal kills somebody, right? We know it means mamon, right? We know it doesn't mean that if somebody's ox kills Rachman al-Islam, they're not put to death. But how do you know that? Emilik talahu da'asa. How can we take it out of the pashas? What does it say? Kamisas abaylim, kachmisas ashor. Rashi's lashon, hechi mafkinan lami pashta lagamre. How we motzi it from the pshat? Maybe what's in Rashi's head, the Gemara in Yavamis, the Gemara that says, we say, ein mikra motzi min dei pshuto. Right? Even if we darshan many levels of interpretation, the pshat is also true. And the Gemara says there's only one exception to that rule. And this isn't one of them. The only exception is by yibam, ha-bachar asher teled, yokim al-shem achiv ames. It really means the bachar is the oldest brother. So that's the only exception. So this isn't. So how can we be motzi it from the pshat? So the Gemara says, imkein lichtov v'gam ba'alav, v'lishtok. It should have just said v'gam ba'alav, and not said anything more. Right? So then we would have been able to learn the Bailamas are also put to death. Because it says you must, that extra lashon, it must mean that we darshan it otherwise. Gemara says, because of Achmana Hachi, wait a minute, maybe not true. If it would have just said Vagamba Alav, I would have thought the Bailam also get the same Misa as the animal. Hava Amina Beskila. I would have thought Skila. That's why it has to say, you must to teach me it's only Chenek. Says the Gemara, really? Beskila salkatayta, it would have been a havamina, that if a person's ox kills someone else, they get skila. Katal iu besayif, mamona beskila. If a person himself commits murder, he's chayif sayif. If his animal commits murder, so skila, be more chamur. And the Gemara says, v'dilma'i dekaz rechmana, you must lakuli ilave, lafuki misayif lechenek. Well, maybe, okay, so maybe it's just knocking down one to make it chenek. But again, it's still about misa. So Gemara says, "Honey, chalamanda amar chenek chamor. If you say chenek is more chamor than sayif, then the pasuk can't be knocking it down because stam misa in the Torah is chenek. So it wouldn't be making it more chamor. Elamanda amar chenek kiel ma'igal meimar. But if you say chenek is kawa, back to the question, maybe the pasuk is teaching me that if a person's animal kills, they're also killed. Not to compare them in terms of the number of judges. The Gemara answers, lo saga daita. You cannot have that havamina." That a person is going to be killed if their animal kills. Dichsiv im kofer yushas alav. Right, the pasuk says im kofer yushas alav, that there's a kofer payment that a person has to pay for the person Rachman al-Aslan who was killed by his animal. Visakadada barktalu, and if you say the person is going to be chayv to be killed, faksiv lo sukkah kofer nefesh rotzeach. You know, the pasuk at the end of Bamidbar says if a person's chayv misa, they can never get off by paying instead. There's a couple of limudim of drushes learned out from that pasuk, but one of them is, right, you can't pay instead of getting killed. So maybe that's what the pasuk cannot mean misa, because if it means misa, so then he wouldn't even have to pay kofar. So where it says adraba, no, maybe that's the point. Bisham hi gufa, maybe that's exactly what the pasuk's teaching me. Katal ihu lotisagi lebe mamone ela biktala. If a person kills, then a person cannot pay instead of getting killed, if a person's killed. But katal sharaba, maybe the Torah gives a choice. If a person's ox kills, then you're chayim misa unless you pay the kofar. Lifrog nafshe bimamona. But if you don't pay, then a person's going to be chayim misa, so we're still stuck. Maybe the pasuk's talking about that if a person's animal kills, they're also chayim misa. It's el amar chizkia v'chaitana de bechizkia no amar kra. The pasuk tells us elsewhere. Most yumas hamakeh rotzeach hu. Al retzicha so atahargo v'iatahargo al retzicha shoro. Right, a person, drasha, your own person's only killed if they kill, but not if their ox kills. Right, that's the maskana, and that's why the earlier pasuk is open for us to interpret that a shor Haniskal is with 23. Period. Ask the Gemara a unique question. Iboy lehu. Shor Sinai b'kama. If an ox went onto Har Sinai, at Maimon Har Sinai, at a time when the pasuk said, im behema im ish lo yichyeh, how many judges would we judge that ox in front of? A Shor Sinai. Migamar sha'a midoros alo. We know ledoros, an ox, is judged in front of 23. But what about in that time period? Did the halacha start yet? Would we have judged him in front of the ox in front of 23 or not? So Tashma, the Gemara says, Tatani Rami bar Yecheskel, im behema mishlo yechyeh, ma'ish b'chaf gimel, af behema b'chaf gimel. Okay, it would be with 23. Ask Tosus the obvious kasha. Three words. Mai dahave, have. Basically, who cares? Who cares about how many judges we would judge an ox from in front of? Right? The Gemara asked this once in a while, but here the Gemara does not ask it. Ask Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Shor. V'im Tomar, umayka mi boile, mi shor sinai, t'mi manav shach mine, ma da'avave. Right? What's the difference? And he says also the same question in Avodah Zarah. It's also in Tinus. Now, which types of begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? When he was pretending to be the Kohen Gadol and showing them what to do. Why? Tosis' answer? V'shema miboyle lemizbar kroi. Maybe the nafkamina is to know, to understand the psukim. To understand pshat of the psukim. Right, which Tosis might mean, Tosis might not just mean understand the psukim, again, I'm reading into Tosis here, but it might mean there's much conceptual analysis that could be used to understand based on the understanding of the psukim. So for example, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? We haven't mentioned it in many years, but right, we know the Kohanim wear big day kahuna. So is that what we call, is that a din in the Kohen or a din in the Avoda? Why do the Kohanim have to wear Bidei Kahuna? Right, sometimes we'll have somebody who is not a Kohen doing the Avoda. Right, so does he have to wear Bidei Kahuna? Like Moshe Rabbeinu here. So are Bidei Kahuna part of making him a Kohen? Or are the Bidei Kahuna a function of Avoda? What about on a Bama? What about various, there are various nafkaminas that we've discussed, but we'll touch on it at some point again soon. So there's lumdus in that question. So maybe that's what Tosfos means. Again, we're reading into Tosfos. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. You have to know Pshat HaPsukim in order to give you conceptual analysis. And if it's not what Tosfos means, maybe that's another idea. And the other Rishonim, though, always quote the other nafkaminas. The Meiri says, if somebody makes a neder, about this, I'm no there, I promise not to eat hamburgers if a shor is judged in front of 23. You can always use that as a nafkamina, right? Or the Meiri also quotes another daya, though. It's not just past. What if an ox walks onto Harabayas? Maybe we would say the same thing. Rabbi Akiva's case, Shualim, right? The Shualim, the end of Machus, right? So what about, do the same halachas apply? If an ox walks onto Harabayas, that's the Meiri's addition. The Yesha Pirshu, he quotes Harabayas, but, oh yeah, all right, says, my, he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi. O Yaro Yarel Rabo Shilo Ubeis Olamim. V'sha'al shar b'sinai v'kama shem yikanes shar b'shilo b'salamim yisbarer inyan dino li'oso k'shar shol sinai l'don b'asa v'shlosha. So maybe that's an afkamina, right? But the Ron here says, Chlush Yaron says, drosh v'kabal schar. You're right, there might not be any afkamina, but as the Gemara says also, we're going to have this, the Gemara's going to say this three times, where? Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, we discussed it back on that base, right? The three cases that might not have ever happened. Yerani dachas, Abayis HaMenuga, Betzor Remora. Right, so what are they in the Torah for? Drosh v'kabal schar. It still gives us a full picture of the Torah, which is, right, the Achronim quote, the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim quotes that the Torah is the so to speak, a photographer, a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tmuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tmuna is Hashem Yabit. The Torah is a tmuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean, it's a tmuna of Hashem? It means, sometimes if you look at a picture, sometimes the picture is a little cut off. You don't see, and you want to like, see the person who's cut off. But you can't. If the Torah is a picture of Hashem, if some of it is cut off, you don't see it, so then you're missing an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to here, that's why we want to get a whole picture. Shar Sinai is also included in that picture. That's a huge topic, but we don't have time right now. Continues the Gemara. Let's finish up for today. Ha'ariv azeh v'chulu. So Rabbi Lazar says, on the lion and the wolf, you can kill him right away. Kalakodim l'hargan zacha. Machlokes. Amreish lakish. V'hush emiso. You're only allowed to kill them without a bezdin if they have killed. Avalo emiso lo. But you can't just go over and kill them. Alma ksavar yeshlem tarbes yeshlem bailim. It must be Reish Lakish holds. They are trainable. You don't just go over and kill them. It's only if they've proven that they're wild. Rabbi Yochanan amar avish lo emiso. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if they haven't killed. Alma ksavar ein lam tarbes vein lam bailim. Must be Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they have no tarbes. They don't have bailim. Rashi says, it's as if they're hefker. So you could just, they're a nuisance to society, you could just go and kill them. Tanan, Rebbe Lazar, Omer, Kalakodim, Largan, Zacha. So Rebbe Lazar says, whoever's could go over and kill them, you're Zocha. So Bishlamal, Rebbe Yochanan, who says you could go and kill them even if they have not killed. Lamai Zacha, Zacha, La'oran. You understand what Zocha means? After you kill them, you could take the hide. Elo, because it's Hefker. Elo, L'Reish Lakish, Lamai Zacha. What are you Zocha for? If they've already killed, it's Asr Bahana. Kibin Shei Miso, Shavin Rabbana Kiman, to Gomer Dinai, Visri Anoninu. It's like it's a Sharan Iskal. So you can't, what are you Zocha in? My Zacha, Zacha, L'Shamayim. You're Zocha in doing a good deed. You're Zocha for society to prevent this danger. Period. Tanya Kavasi the Reish Lakish, Echad Shosh Emes, Ve'echad Shabbeim Avachai Hashem Isu, Bechav Gimel. Reish Lakish says, whether an ox or any other animal that killed us with 23, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shosha Emes, Ve'esa Mishlosha, Veshar, Beim Avachai Hashem Isu, Kalakodim Lahargan Zachem and Lashamayim. So it's Beferish, a Brisa like Reish Lakish. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, as we see, Sanhedrin is jam packed. We'll have to continue Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with the two dots. Okay, we will stop here.